No, I never heard that term applied to sumac.
All right. Is this a kind of tree, too?
Sumac?
Mm-hmm.
I'd call it a bush rather than a tree.
Oh, really?
It does not grow very high. It's the thing that turns red earliest in the fall.
Oh, really?
And it has a pretty spray-like bunch of leaves, kind of. And doesn't grow. It may grow fairly good size, but it's not a tree. There'd be a distinction, I'm sure.
Does it have an odor or bloom?
Not that I know of. Now, it seems to me like maybe after, I don't know just when, it has a sort of a bushy something, I suppose it is the bloom, a seed pod sort of a thing.
Does it drop its leaves in the winter?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you're talking about berries, and you're warning someone not to eat them, you might say, be careful, these berries are
poisonous. We'd probably say poison, but we really ought to say poisonous, I guess. An adjective of it.
Can you name me as many kinds of edible berries that you can think of?
Strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, elderberry, boysenberry, that's a new kind. Uh-huh. That's all I can think of.
All right. The kind of plant that is grown in the mountains, particularly around Gatlinburg, that has absolutely beautiful flowers, and sometimes we have them here. I've seen them at the nurseries. It's rather a long word, and usually they're kind of large and pink flowers. Does this...
Rhododendron.
All right. Can you tell me any other kinds of plant you think of that are native to the mountain area?
One kind of berry that grows in the mountains is huckleberry. I forgot the name, and dewberry. Now, what did you say? What kind that grows in the mountains? Just a flower?
A plant or a bush or a tree.
Well, mountain laurel.
All right. What do you think of mountain laurel as being?
You mean it's a small...
How would you describe it?
It's a shrub, which has these beautiful pale pink flowers. There's tiny little flowers, cluster of tiny little flowers.
I see. Mm-hmm. And how tall does it grow? Does it grow in
Sometimes it grows good big bushes. It's not a tree, it's a bush, but it grows tall sometimes.
I see. If you were married and you wanted to go out in an evening, but you felt that you really ought to consult your partner, you might say, well, we'll probably go, but I must ask
my husband.
And he might say, thinking of you,
I'll ask my wife.
Are there synonyms for husband and wife that you think of?
Yes. Well, one that can be either one is the word spouse. Whenever they invite people to things out at the college, they say, you and your spouse, meaning if you're a man, it's your wife, your woman, it's your husband. Let me think of anything else. I don't think right off of another word that would be synonym for husband and wife.
A lady who has been married but her husband is deceased is a...
Widow.
And your male parent is your...
Father.
What did you call your father when you were a girl?
Pop.
Did you?
That's gone out almost. Very few children say Papa today.
Did you have any special other terms that you might call him when you were being unusually affectionate? Or would you sometimes call him father? Or in other words, you're trying to be very...
We never used the term father. We just weren't taught to. And Mama didn't like Daddy, so we didn't say that. We just said Papa.
We'd say
Pop sometimes just for fun, kind of teasing, you know.
Of course, your female parent is your...
Mother.
And you called her...
Mama, mostly. Now, we call her mother, son, but I call her Mama, really.
Mm-hmm. And did you call her anything affectionately, or would Mama be your...
Mama would be, I guess, as affectionate a term as we'd think of, uh-huh.
All right. Your father and your mother together are your...
Parents.
Your mother's father would be your...
Maternal grandfather.
All right. Did you know any of your grandparents?
I knew my mother's father and mother, but my father's father and mother were dead before Mama married.
What did you call your grandfather?
We said grandma and grandpa.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special nicknames for the mother than this?
No, I don't believe so. We didn't say granny or anything like that.
I see. The offspring of a man and his wife are called their...
Children.
Are there any other synonyms you think of that people use to refer to each
other? Kids, which I do not like.
All right. The wheel vehicle that people use to take babies out is called a...
Baby carriage or a perambulator or a go-kart.